tiny numbers to things fall apart for JL. As I relax in Ijidani, reading Things Fall Apart by Chinua Achebe, you encounter a real life lemon. And with no time to think, you scale a tree and save a man's life. 24 hours later, I could do nothing to save the more, when we reached the end of the story.
My first time up here as well, and I'm actually director in a suicide prevention initiative which is in North Cork called Deal with Suicide Prevention Ireland. So I got into poetry a couple of months ago from Fermoy, and I thought this is like Rob's talking about coming up to the O'Vale group, so this was, I thought, a very good chance to come up and to see what it's all about. Now, quite simply, our initiative is helps people when they're suicidal. So as I said, I thought this would be a good thing to come up for. We started in around the Mallow area, and we're starting North Cork from Mill Street over to Fermoy. We're in for funding, and hopefully we'll be coming towards Cork City when we get some big funding from the HSE. So I said, that's hopefully during the year. This is a poem that I wrote quite recently, and I think it's relevant to the night as well. Prisoners of conscience. Prisoners of conscience are found all over the world. in faraway lands with really long names no one can pronounce, usually in Asia. They suffer to reduce the suffering of countless others as they go up against the state, the army, the military, or the secret police. Tortured, brutalized, imprisoned, murdered. Brave, courageous people having an inner belief that their acts are justified. Fighting for basic human rights, workers' rights, religious rights, gay rights, LGBT rights, women's rights, reproductive rights, abortion rights, universal rights. Prisoners of conscience are found all over Ireland, in cities and towns, all around the countryside. Anxious, stressed, depressed, trapped in big houses and small apartments, trapped in unhappy marriages and cold, empty beds. The kids can make their breakfast again, walking the streets silently, hiding behind platitudes, I am fine and a smiling facade. Trapped in their own minds, listening to the voices inside their heads, criticising, you are not good, you are worthless, and no one likes you. You are a failure, you are always a failure, a prisoner on your own conscience.
Thanks for coming up and the very best of luck with the funding application.
We try and get you most of the time as well. We've been there for a while before. There's a poetry night before mine. We were regulars there one time.
Now, the next person on the open mic is one of those people that he's reached such a level of stardom he only needs one name. Whoosh.
What it feels like to make people pay for your art, / what it feels like to not do art. I feel lethargic, like every aspect of myself has diminished, finished and furnished by future fuel, but short-term goals became a full-time job with financial fever feeding into fretful frame fragments. I've again grown stagnant. Now suddenly spent an unkempt life to rent to an underpaying buyer higher power than I, shy from social scenes in which I could have built some real things. Thoughts sprung unstrung as I bent the scent of self-indulgent pride that overrides my senses. That this is senseless, that this relentless feeling of time stealing my worth hurts. And most days, to most people, this is life. And strife strides the blindness from choice, so every break is a breath of air to be shared through stories, storing select memories up our sleeves to help us sleep. But I can't abide by such a rigid routine, and step seamless into something I don't really believe in. So I aim bigger and I figure that something's gonna fall into my lap. Despite lapses of certainty, I'll be certainly more seen. So now I'm aware. Now, ideologically, I can afford not to care and I can share advice on how to forego a savings account or a pensionable income that accumulates as much interest as my life has today and stray from reality and onto making money off some vanity projects and become a subsidy of my own creativity. But no one is telling me how to sell that viably. Because past the hat shows pay a pittance. And the moment that I admit this, the moment that I admit that art, it has real value, people will stop showing up. Deterred by an entry fear or Facebook feed sellout asking me to shell out money to promote myself to friends instead of being a reflection of talent, it's a retraction of reality. And what is the point if the only real gain is an initial inflation of ego followed by spirals of self-doubt when again, I fail to take off. But the alternative, it just isn't an option because I live it daily and it feels like I'm failing and it's suffocating, rating my life against others bolder than I, so either I choose to drown in delusion or drown in self-pity. But either way, I find myself again on the cusp of fuck this, fuck the art, fuck the CV. How are we supposed to be both stable and happy?
Next up is Seamus Harris.
Thanks, Dan. Open mic. I thought I saw you once, behind the hayloft door, before the Christmas break. Some Monday night drop in, just after 9 o'clock. While some may read a piece, and others sing a song. Some more just lend an ear, they like to stand around. There's always ample room below the horse's head, behind the seat of wrath. The muse may breed a word, the McNamara stamp, renowned both far and wide, and then the guests come on. So what if you don't write, come meet or famed in sea? Each name is on his sheet. I feel you're not too sure. Survey the pros and cons. I know, but what the heck? The crowd is on your side. Do I come here a lot? You bet indeed you do. No rush, just take your time. When asked if you're all set, you could reply, I am.
You forgot to mention though, keep it short, we've got a lot of people on the open mic. I think we still have 13 to get through. And the first of those is Shauna Lee Lynch.
Since infancy, I've lived in your head. I was the monster under your bed, traversing your thoughts in a waltz of dread. A cerebral Ferris wheel of overthinking and panic. My carnival of fears will make you feel manic. I'll bathe you in insecurity. I'll induce insanity. I feed on fantasies of fatality, for I am your anxiety. I creep up inside and weigh tight on your chest. I'll force your fingers to writhe in stress. I'll accelerate your heartbeat even as you rest. I'll curl your stomach into a knot and torment your mind with destructive thoughts. I can disconnect your body from your mind. I can make you travel through time. I'll make you disappear thinking about future fears or experiences you've left behind. Try to quell me, I'll make you unwell. I can make you eat too much or mirror more cells. I'll compare you to everyone else, for that's what keeps me fresh. I have some slogans, perhaps you know some, like, why did you say that to that person? No one likes you, you stupid tit. Don't even try, you'll just be shit. Those are a few of my greatest hits. When you have the slightest pain, I'll tell you it's cancer. I'll lambast you after harmless banter. I'll make you second guess every encounter, for I have the ability to devour. No need for an impetus, I'm very imaginative. Anticipatory trepidation is my talent. I live in each person, but the truth is I'm lonely. When you're angry to me, I become more explosive. I do apologize, for you must be patient. Perhaps we can have a mutual conversation. I like deep breaths, long walks, and music. I don't truly mean to make you feel useless. I like when you talk to others who feel the same, for it makes me feel a bit less ashamed. I can't help how I am, I'm always here. So perhaps if you could adjust your ear, my negativity won't be so loud, or your mind won't cloud. You can focus on the here and now, and the imaginary scenarios I'm prone to mound will be all just a distant sound.
That's how you take a theme and make it work. Philip.
Sorry, this is a work in progress. The mongrel spirit of Temple Hill. Temple Hill is like a hill where near I live. Dance around me, dance around me, dance around me, hear me say. Dance around me, dance around me, dance around me, they all dance. Dance around me, dance around me, dance around me, hear us say. Dance around me, dance around me, dance around me, you'll dance too. Hear the metallic gates of Temple Hill, flutter funny, ambient tune. Listen for Rusty, the legendary rust-feathered birdless dog, who's windless and fateful as she sits by my weakest ankles. On the grass hills of Temple Hill, where I whistle my metal flute, it calls to you to dance around me, dance around me, dance around me, hear me sing. Dance around me, dance around me, dance around me. And we are lost in the moves, as the wind is tuned to my flute, and it moves you, as the wind is more powerful than you. It goes inside your head and channels a tune, a rhythm that invests your limbs to rotate, your hips to sway, and your fingers to say, to dance around me, dance around me, dance around me, hear me say, dance around me, dance around me, dance around me. It's a long chorus, so I'm skipping all that. Dance around me, dance around me, dance around me, you'll dance too. You're a hypnotic little tuning peg, that all it needs is a simple rotate to play a song, and play a part in any new song. It's usually tuned to the mass media parade that's manding and overplayed. Joining in parties where you digest the supplied sounds as foods. It's continuous, a loop final where the reed head stays static. Makes you indulgent and foolish, makes you passive and lucid. And now I tune you to static, and into my dawn chorus, I change you to dance around me, dance around me, dance around me, hear me say, dance around me, dance around me, dance around me, you'll dance too. I've been forcing beings to dance around me for thousands and thousands of years upon my temple home. And it's easy to say they all the same, I tuned each one the same way. But I always notice they dance solitary, even if I call them to dance the same set. They end up dancing separately. They are unintentionally individuals, yet I yet made them all the same. Humans are just specks of dust that rotate around suns with the strongest gravities. But just like planets, they all have different atmospheres. Some have freckles, some have smiles. Some dance aloud and some dance in silence. Some go into a darkness abyss and face away from me. When I see this beautiful conflict, I tell them to stop dancing.
Now we have 18 minutes and we still have 12 poems to go, so please, please keep them short, starting with Niall. Oh.
The witches are back, the witches are back, but there's no need to hurry, there's no need to worry, we won't fight them back. They won't bring the earth to toil as their brew comes to boil, casting spells to entwine the rational and mystic mind. And if you look closer, you'll find our freedom and their certain shedom. The witches are back, the witches are back, and maybe this time we can have their back. And let the only burning be sage as we wage a new war, life in alchemy and a desire to soar. The witches are back, the witches are back, now hear their roar. Louder than it ever was before. These winning waves rush to the shore, so gift us this wisdom. So please, every son and daughter, come to the water. The witches are back, the witches are back. Let us invite them in and re-begin.
Super, super stuff. 1 minute almost precisely. I love you now!
And this is full spectrum. Low sun from the west breaks through cloud and my reflective mood. After heavy showers, a crystal spectrum, a slice of rainbow above the sea, washing colour into the water. My thoughts disperse, eyes compelled to fix upon the vision, over rainbow's end, slowly edging closer, shifting as I walk. The arc strengthens and grows a pale twin. Except in thought, I may not plunge into rainbow waters seeking gold, or crave white light beyond my reach. But lighter the heart that knows this truth, the darker clouds promise brighter colours, and heavier rains refract a stronger hue.
Sexual, there's any chance you come to my house and read me to sleep. Like what a voice.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
This is about working in a call centre. When the phone rings, I hear gunfire. I've been shot by all kinds of people. Even your own mother has told me to eat lead before spraying her AK-47 mouth. I said sorry as bullets ripped lips into my skin. In training they said customers love hearing sorry. Your mother shut down every one of those, your mother shut down every last one of those ceramic plates. Yes, ma'am, I said to your Hitler mother. I am her yes man, her candy man. I turned into a pool of sugary sweet courtesy, relying on the spine of my seat to hold me up. When I'm with customers, I become a little Asian girl. I have the daintiest feet and the smallest hands. Kneeling politely at the dinner table with a docile smile, I wear a kimono of permissive silk. The customers are my angry Asian grandfather. I heartedly respect their honor, asking permission to pour them wine, my eyes forever fixed on the carpet. One day I will poison grandfather. Do not trust my docile smile. There are eagles asleep in me, waiting on my notice to be written. They'll awake with yellow eyes and set their sights on chaos. On my last, my very last day, I'll become cruel as Medusa, with snakes coiling around my headset, hissing to me with sick amusement as we push the terminally rude into nuclear meltdowns. I will look around like a proud mother to see my eagles rip a photocopier, carrying parts around the ceiling, flying in a sort of death circle. That day is many years away, so for now I will answer the phone like Florence Nightingale, risking typhus in a makeshift tent. A risk I'm willing, for I am heaven sent, cleansing this world one call at a time, in a habit and a headset.
Take a moment, and I want everybody to close their eyes and just picture Jim Crickgood as a little Asian. The man who gets the pleasure of following that is Ali Bracken. This is postism. A mixed rotunda, stair up, stair under, centerpiece, dancer, circular reins, square wind. Peak streak, you have a streak, a stranding, straddle, shoeless, meat feet. Never knew how a world twirls where above hands instead of flags unfurl. The thought instead of an ah, re-raptures all our rapt attention, all our sinning, spinning around the round, the upside down, roundabout, the inside out, pouring shout. Look at the mouth float, the floating doubt in the face of all that never made sense to begin with. Big rooms for big boys, a place they can call home, the Fletcher Memorial Dome, that we stare and stare and never lay bare. Look at the look at, we can't help but look at flat, where they all mingles, constructing jingles. I tell ya, you're not a Norrie, you're not from the south side, eternally middle. Two strings missing on our ocular fiddle, guess what, they were all shot, yes, they were all shot, shot in the face by the world as it all stopped, shout stop at the same time, just stop. You've put an itch in all our brains, we're going so far around the bend that we forget there was a bend, and I've started to think, yes, oh yes, it is so perfectly okay to have men dressed up in the theatre suits, holding weapons in their hands, as some men arrive in fancy cars, get out and get under and create visual thunder. Oh please, 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 we are ready and uncouth, waiting on the neo-narrativization of narrative truth, if only.
Jump in a puddle, your feet will get wet. Jump in a fire to dry them off. Startled foxes dash away in the night. It's not easy to balance on a stationary bike.
Thank you, Ben, and thank you for easing my time, Ben. Patricia Walsh.
men's health. If you're male and you feel it ragged, it's all right to feel ragged. And if you do feel ragged, pick up the phone, just talk to somebody. Even if it's just the Samaritans, it could literally save your life. So this is called the boy in the window. What holy family engendered you? One bleached and framed by a sorrow, unrecognized for tea, wearing down type, staring straight ahead into a blackened sky. What festivities moves to your point? Shooting breezes like no yesterday, loving out loss like the present dismantled, unreconstructed stare into a vortex. Pharmaceutical stench cartels your genius, hit and miss economics fall in your gravity. Speaking without saying encumbers you, a quick exit, a solitary consultation. Mirroring despair, what did you see? The resonating useless, hugging the dead, coming in and out of darkness in a grand style, flurried antagonisms eating up well. The light's gone out, no light another, solitary crossroads tamed under pressure, trying to be oneself impossible behind that, taking umbrage in a quick text or so many. Setting its own limits and impossible lightly, staring out of the windows to a greater good. Each of the seams to finish the job, but an ending solving your faults. Thank you.
Thanks, Trisha, and thanks for that reminder of the Samaritans. I've actually rang them a couple of times myself, and they are great, great people. Now, the next man has told me his poem is 30 seconds long. I fucking love him already.
I'm dead. I was never alive. I'm dead to survive. I had a dream that I was alive, but I was shy, so I woke up and cried. I would sell my soul if I didn't throw it away, just to fill out the hole that I feel today. But hey, tomorrow is not another day. I can sleep, I can stay asleep inside that hole where my soul should be, or I can choose to see that life is to create right now, in this moment in space. Life is not to hate there, because it's never too late.
Thanks, Marco. You don't need a whole lot of time to be brilliant. Thanks. Owen Hurley.
A young cumulus cloud drifted smoothly through the sky, contented just to float. This cloud had never rained. He had flown many, many miles over plains, ice caps and seas, and one day he spotted some hills and valleys. He was transfixed by the beauty of the peaks that tickled him and the mystery of the shadowy valleys that they guarded. This infatuation feeling was for him a first, and filled him so full he was fit to burst. And he did. The first raindrop raced excitedly towards the earth, propelled by a force more fundamental than Newton could ever have imagined. Its first kiss was met with an embrace so simultaneously comforting and thrilling it left the sky seeming vacuous and hollow and cold. With a clap of thunder and a bolt of lightning, the cloud emptied every drop of itself. It was electric. The rain drenched every pebble on the hilltop and leaped and tumbled over rocks and boulders, determined to dance in the darkest, deepest depths of the valleys. The land she drank and gulped him, bathed in him, quenching a thirst that had only just awoken. Soon the water reached every valley, permeated the soil, and carved meandering paths into the heart of the land. Together with time, the earth and water nurtured into existence small shoots which grew to towering trees, which grew into giant jungles, and soon salmon swam and shimmered in the rivers, and herds of elephants roamed the plush plains playing pleasantly. The water and the earth marveled and delighted in their hearts, for the whole was far greater than the sum of its parts, and they were in every part of it. However, intentions fermented. Winds changed and the rain felt a foreign force, a pressure, a pull away from its paradise. The land was oblivious and the rain remained silent, praying he was mistaken. Alas, the pull strengthened as rivers turned to streams, lakes to puddles, and waterfalls to drips. And finally, all there was for the rain to say was farewell. The land stood, shocked, sobbing dryly, and soon there was no moisture left. Wildfires raged and engulfed jungles as wildlife screeched, perishing in the flames. Fish dried weakly on parched riverbeds, the hot dry air searing their gills. Once elegant elephants stumbled sickly and starving as one by one they collapsed and their protruding rib cages fell still. The cloud drifted on, the screams of scorched land stinging his ears. He thought his rain was a blessing at first. He saw it now, a terrible curse.
And time at 40 is a terrible cause. We have 4 minutes and 4 poets. Do the freaking maths. Alana Daly Mulligan.
This is a newish poem. I wrote this after an experience I had with my girlfriend. We went out and we kind of got changed out and it wasn't very nice. So this is called Hands. I held her hand as if the whole world wasn't watching. Right there under that flickering neon sign inside, the one that advertised the type of club night we came to, sitting on a bar stool waiting to celebrate being young and infectiously smitten in this city of rebels and unhidden gems. A new level of liberation, a pulse of new creation that doesn't exist back home. Escape on a bar stool at the corner of McCurtain Street. Until the hammering of heavy feet stuck to his gullet as he hobbled towards us, approached us, broached us, waving his arms erratically in disgust at our subtle display of love. We wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt that Era 2017 couldn't have a lout like him wandering around, so we shut our mouths, got off the stool he so desired, waited by the alcohol pyre until he and his friends began to smile and jeer, "We don't want to see you fucking queers here." Stop. Stone in my throat, she is silent. Her chocolate-flecked eyes diffused to grey, no longer able to stay. We well up with the words we can't bear to say. Going out for air, I hate that I care that this matters. I think in my mind we were so lucky up till now, wandering home down the back of the town. I suppose it was bound to happen sometime. The one night we go into the lights, our rainbow view is torn to black and white. Transported to my first kiss back home, the magic corrupted with the fear of being seen, being unclean. Those irrational thoughts in my head that I left for dead swirl alive from inside Sylvia's manic hive. I'd left it all behind with a bus ride south, forgetting the fear that foamed at the mouth. So I wonder, do he and she get the same slander, the same raggedy insults when they press up against a bar, doing a hell lot more than we are? It doesn't matter if you're 6 years old and your aunt natters, oh, and you have a boyfriend now, and again at 16, where every male friend is a potential end suitor for the future. No straight cut praise, no room for any other. And the night is over. Can't hold her hand or wrap my arm around her shoulder. Too affected by the older man's scolding that we were being bolder than we should be in public. This worst nightmare come true, reminding us we aren't all liberals and blues. You have to be careful, they say, because you're two women and because you're too gay. Why do I though? Why are my feelings different to those who are opposing genders? What makes us worthy of verbal attack for something as small as holding hands? But I don't want the world to consider her hand as that of a man if I hold it. I don't want to be tolerated or ignored. I want our fingers to intertwine and you to go on with your lives, not minding that we aren't in hiding. So bundle up those sticks and stones they throw and build a house and a home. Realize beneath this skin we are only just bones, and take my hand, because we all want a hand to hold. Thank you.
A little bit of attitude laced with that. Perfect, Galana. Thank you. Max Freedom.
Alana, thank you. I do not want to skip a few. I always do fast. I'd skip it.
I do it another night.
see, from here on we're out of time, but we have two poets left. Ciarán McCartland is our penultimate poet.
A bit dodgy that you still get my name wrong, to be honest.
Come on, what's your name?
Ciarán
McCartan.
Ciarán McCartan. I mean, L's there where L's not existing.
No.
just wanted to say huge congratulations to the first sport night for a growing festival. Well done.
Yeah.
It's a great initiative. It's called New Year, New Hope for the new year that's in it, and I'm going to try and squeeze it in.
Hey!
I fell asleep on the 31st of December. I fell asleep at 25 to midnight on the 31st of December 1999, and I was doing fine. 6 years old, sleeping tight, but did I miss something? I think that I might. Do you tell to me this? Did Y2K hit? Because that's easier to swallow than spit, and take the alternative that we have taught our kids how to find self-destruct on their own, and push buttons to 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 push buttons. Maybe it's already over, and we're just here for closure. Voyeurs in a dreamscape, detectives of our fate. Surely that is simpler to believe than the mandate we receive. Define so to differentiate, fear the stranger at the gate, and with camera lens perpetuate. Show them no love, as love is free, and therefore has no value in our system. And what wisdom to lighten such a weight? All that I love is taxing, but my hate is on the make. And so I went and made a fortune from my least attractive trait. My heart stares for warmth, but there's hot food on my plate, and I care not where it comes from, nor its altered genetic state. For our good captains of nature, your hunger is our bait. And listen to the preachings of the prophet. The gods of enterprise have their wrath, you just try and stop it. It's easier to enjoy it, said the rapist to his queen. I came to bring you pleasure, your refusal made me mean. Is that what we should tell them? That the excuse we should give? That those of your shade and standing earned you a right to live? And send out our status to every standing shore, and bring home our violent message to those sleeping in the doorway? And should they knock upon yours, say that you have nothing to give them, for the love you have to show has no value in their system. It's too powerful to quantify, and strikes fear among the wealthy, and so they torture out a lie in response to cries of help me. But you have the strength to write the fallen to their feet. You've a laugh to put in the mayors that you meet. You can change the texture of their every waking hour, for you are rich in love and you have that power. And though you have suffered seasons and seasons of grief, you stand firmly in the face of your lauded virtue's thief. For how fickle is belief, and how beautiful the brief. I remember a time, think it was 1999, on the 31st of December, at a 5 to midnight, and we were scared of slumber, and the world was in a fright. And so we raised a glass to the beauty of existence, for the lives of all we loved were to end in a moment. Do you recall how you felt about it all? The adventures of the pale blue ball ended in the passing of an instant. Now imagine that it didn't.
There.
From this moment on, we'll just be known as Ciarán, so we don't have to struggle with surname.
Formerly known as McCartney.
Yeah, exactly. and the final person on the open mic tonight is John Tynan.
I considered reducing it to 6 points in the hope it might be a bit faster, but pain is the futile stoking as the fire in your heart flickers out. Memory is the dim experience of a worn-out consciousness. Courage is the sense to forgive defeat by fear. Truth is accepting the need to lie to yourself. Faith is the blessing bestowed on the unquestioning. But conditional is the holy scripture shackling the brethren. Weakness is being held hostage by a need. freedom was never needing to be loved.
Freedom is never needed to be loved. Right, we've reached the end of the 540th Ove. Give yourselves a round of applause for being here and contributing. Thanks as always to Paul Case and the Long Valley. Norman Lally has some books with him if anybody wants to get them off. But before you talk about a book, can we have one more final round of applause for our brilliant guest, Norman Lally.